Farmers' fields and lifestyle properties near Palmerston North could soon give way to a massive freight yard. Kiwi Rail's proposed regional freight hub could open in less than 10 years, and the rail operator has plans to handle more than 1 million tonnes of goods every year. But those living in its path are not happy. Our Manawatu reporter Jimmy Ellington has more.
Kiwi Rail has outgrown its decades-old rail yards in Palmerston North and plans to transform 177 hectares of land to the northeast of the city. The new yards will be a 24/7 operation designed to accommodate trains up to 1.5 kilometres long. Palmerston North is a growing distribution centre for the rest of the North Island and beyond. Kiwi Rail Executive General Manager for Property, Olivia Paulson, says the rail company wants to climb aboard.
Palmerston North is a really key logistics area for the entire central and lower North Island. It deals with freight coming from Taranaki, Napier, Auckland, Tauranga, Wellington and across the Cook Strait. Rail currently only carries about 10% of that freight in and out, so we're really focused on growing that.
The proposed yards received $40 million from the Provincial Growth Fund for developing plans and acquiring property. If it goes ahead, Kiwi Rail says about 2,000 people will work on site, a big jump from the 270 employees at its current yards, who handle about 670,000 tonnes of freight a year. That's half of what's proposed at the new location.
There's just no room to extend them, and as freight's been growing, the layout of that yard is quite fragmented, it's quite long and thin in terms of how we operate now. It's very inefficient and it's just out of capacity.
The area stretches from the Palmerston North Airport industrial zone to the village of Bunnythorpe. Properties in its path will be acquired under the Public Works Act. For Hung Fung Ji, wife Lucy Wong and their family, it looks like the end of their rural idyll.
I feel maybe my, the dream that I have already come true maybe will disappear, will be destroyed again. So I'm very sad.
The house accommodates up to 9 people across 3 generations and has a huge floor area and massive garden. Mr. G says the compensation allowed under the Public Works Act isn't fair, given what they're being asked to give up and what's available to buy.
Finding a similar home for us is extremely difficult, or if not impossible, because I looked many websites, many real estate agencies, simply property like us with over 500 square meter floor area is so rare.
The yards would be about 1.5 kilometres from Bunnythorpe resident Aaron Fox. He says you can't jam a huge operation next to where people live and expect them to be happy about it.
People here are feeling anxious. They're feeling terribly stressed. Those who stand to lose their houses are in an awful situation. Those who stand to live right next door to this thing are in an awful situation as well.
Palmerston North Mayor Grant Smith says the city's central location has long been recognised as an advantage for logistics. He says there's support for the new yard, but it will need to be built in a way to keep trucks out of urban areas.
The Kiwi Rail Hub and the Ring Road do need to go hand in hand. One can't really happen without the other. So again, the people of Bunnythorpe are correct that, what is happening to the roading, that does need to be crystal clear.
A decision from a recent hearing is expected soon. It could end up in the Environment Court if appealed. Kiwi Rail says it's developing a business case for funding the yard's initial stage. That stage alone could cost over $1 billion. The new rail yard could be operating from 2030.